North Korea's sanctions likely to heat up tensions for Christians, too. Media-created fears halt ministry in Mexico, and Grace Ministry shares its excitement for 2009. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Seven key nations have agreed on new UN sanctions against North Korea for conducting a second nuclear test. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says the move won't do much to improve the situation for Christians.
Christians are viewed with great suspicion in North Korea already. They're seen as an enemy of the state. And so if they're discovered, they're imprisoned, tortured, and often killed at the best of times.
Penner says their team is active, but underground.
We are able to help the believers in North Korea, and we are letting them know that they haven't been forgotten. Everything from helping provide food to also training in Christian literature.
Keep praying for Christians in North Korea. As tensions increase, so will their persecution.
There are more believers there than I think most people would suspect, but they do worship in very small groups, very secretly, and there are deliberate attempts by the North Korean authorities to infiltrate them. So pray for their security, pray for their safety, and pray that they'll continue to grow in the grace of God.
Next, Youth for Christ has canceled half of this summer's mission trips to Mexico, losing at least 300 opportunities to share the gospel. Why? Media reports on the swine flu and drug-related violence scared Christians away from Mexico. YFC's David Schultz says the church needs to reevaluate the way it makes decisions.
The hoopla and the media reports over the last 3 or 4 months have revealed that since there's nothing being talked about now, that it was a situation on both the violence and the swine flu that was blown out of proportion.
The trip cancellations impacted relationships with Mexican Christians.
Our folks in Mexico live with whatever problems they have down there, and they don't understand the fact that the American church can make its spontaneous decision based on 1 or 2 news reports that they hear and not trust our indigenous hosts when they say it is safe.
You're listening to Mission Network News. With the economic troubles in the U.S., many nonprofit ministries have been forced to decrease their budgets this year. However, Faith Comes By Hearing is not giving up on their goal to reach 200,000 Bible-listening groups worldwide with audio scriptures in 2009. For their goal, over $30 million is needed. But with the help of Wycliffe Bible Translators' $334,000 matching grant, your donation is doubled. Go to our website if you're interested in giving. Meanwhile, HCJB Global has announced the 10 winners of their Voice in Hands of Jesus contest.
Stephanie Tamayo is one example. She's going to Guatemala later this year, as she's a dental hygienist, and she'll be working with children there who desperately need dental care, as well as doing some wonderful things with Vacation Bible School.
That's HCJB's John Hurst. Some winners will travel as far as the Middle East, while others will stay in the U.S. Each person was awarded $200 and a video camera. At the end of the summer, the videos will be online so you can watch them at work.
We hope that these videos will show them in a very live and present and real way that every Christian's voice and hands can be used by God in a powerful, powerful way to impact His kingdom, not only in their households, not only in their communities, but in every corner of the earth.
Pray for the safety of each traveler and that they'll have the courage to share the gospel. And Grace Ministries International is asking you to pray for the Excite 2009 youth team this summer, led by Jeremy and Andrea Clark. The team of 16 will begin pre-field orientation on July 19th at Grace Bible College and leave for Costa Rica on July 22nd. 13 of the team members are students and the rest adults. Pray for God's love to be shown through these youth as they serve together. Pray also for many to come to faith in Christ through their witness. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's a story of a young man in Ghana whose desperate, lonely, and corrupt life was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.